Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:15 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 30th. Well, today has been relatively quiet. It was a storming day in Asia, following on from Europe's good close and the US's good close on Friday. So we saw the Nikkei up almost 3%, the Hang Seng was up just over 3%, Australia was really quite firm today, Australian banks were firm. And there were a number of Asian markets closed on Friday, and that means they didn't have the big fall. So, for example, Singapore was down a little bit in here today, and it continues to hold the majority of its gain over the last month and is testing the upper side of the most recent range and still looking really very steady. The vast majority of stock markets continue to have this progression of higher reaction lows, and provided that remains intact, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside in the short term. And the type of action that we've seen over the last 3 to 4 months has largely been characterized by a good deal of ranging, and that is allowing the majority of these markets revert to their means in a mean reversion type process, which has been remarkably steady to date. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't have a little bit of a deeper reaction, perhaps towards the latter half of this mean reversion type process, because in the past we've seen that the latter part of a mean reversion has tended to happen more swiftly than the beginning, and that generally flushes out some of the weaker holders and turns the sentiment a little bit bearish in the short term, and then markets have the propensity to rally. So that's a potential template for what the end of a mean reversionary move might look like. But for the moment, we're seeing that markets are really very steady. The dollar was also really quite steady here today. It was relatively unchanged against the euro, with the euro just a little bit stronger, back above the $1.50 level. The Swiss franc is still close to parity. The New Zealand dollar is quite interesting, because the US dollar found support around the 75-cent level, and it's been ranging below that for approximately 1 month. And this is still a relatively consistent range in the broader course of the medium-term rally for the New Zealand dollar. But if it starts to pull very much below the 70-cent level, the New Zealand dollar is probably one that to keep a relatively close watch on, for the simple reason that it was one of the leading currencies against the US dollar, both on the downside and the upside. And it has had one of the larger moves, and while we've seen that a number of these other currencies continue to push to new highs against the US dollar, the New Zealand dollar hasn't. And that's an example of where we're seeing a central bank being a little bit more aggressive about attempting to talk down the currency, and they've been relatively successful since they began that process. And it would tend, I think, to give heart to central banks that are attempting to talk down their own currencies or taking more substantive action, such as we're seeing in Brazil. So I think the New Zealand dollar is a bit of a weather vane for the currency markets, and probably worth keeping an eye on. With the US dollar a little bit steadier in here today, or pretty much unchanged, in fact. The commodity markets were reasonably firm, particularly industrial metals. Copper was firmer by 5 cents, so has held the break above this $3 level. Zinc was also stronger in here today. Nickel was a little bit firmer, so the industrial metal complex really quite steady. Lumber was limit up today, as far as I know, $10, and that's. You still have a rather large contango in the lumber market, but there's somebody certainly buying it. And at this point, it has rallied and broken the 5-year downtrend, and that's a rather important move. So that is one commodity that was pretty undervalued and didn't participate in the big moves that we had in the last couple of years, and has. Was down to really quite historically low levels and continues to rally. with the grain complex, which has also been underperforming over the last year, the grains also look like they're basing, and soybeans remains the strongest of the four main grains. Rough rice has broken upwards from its base and continues to push on to the upside. Cotton is also doing very well. So there's a high degree of commonality now right across the commodity sector. And gold was a little bit easier in here today. Silver was up very slightly, and platinum was up a little bit in here as well. But what we continue to see here with the gold market is that it had become a little bit overextended, and it went up and had a look at this $1,200 level, and it pulled back rather violently on an intraday basis. And I think the low of the day was around the $1,140 region, so it's had that $60 pullback and rallied or got the vast majority of that decline back on Friday. And it looks to be in another one of these ranging phases. So if it does remain consistent, we wouldn't see gold pull very much back below the lows that it posted last week. And it could well be in an accumulation zone with a view to breaking to the upside potentially in the next few weeks or sometime early next year. If it remains relatively consistent, then we may be into another one of these little month-long ranges. But it hasn't really done anything to shake any of those trend-running type people out of the market. And there were certainly some bids down there in the $1,140 level, which saw it closing well off its lows. So it still remains a very sanguine environment for the precious metals. The government bonds were a little bit steadier in here today as well. They weren't up by any great margin, but certainly on the positive side. And they've held the gains that they put in last week. So we saw a little bit of flight to quality, or fright to quality, with the Dubai episode, and where one might turn a little bit lyrical or poetic and compare Dubai to Ozymandias. Ozymandias didn't have a big brother like Abu Dhabi, and that is the real crux of this situation, because the risk last week was that there would be contagion. But with the Abu Dhabi credit line in place, or likely to be put in place, then the chances of a large contagion remain a fairly remote prospect. And of course, there's also the size of the problem, which is a very small case relative to the kinds of problems that we were having last year with Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and AIG. So it's not of the same magnitude. So we've seen that majority of stock markets have rallied back in rather emphatic form here. And while this has certainly been something to make people sit up and pay attention, it's not the kind of event that is strong enough to either break the dollar's downtrend in an unwinding of carry trades type of environment rally, and it hasn't been enough to break the progressions of higher lows for the majority of stock markets. So what it has done is made investors a little more risk aware, and that would suggest that there's probably a smaller cohort of investors likely to put a lot of new money into the market before the end of the year. And certainly from an institutional standpoint, if institutional investors have been long for the last few months, then they may be tempted to begin to take some profits in this kind of environment. We are also in a potential scenario where you could have this Santa Claus rally towards the end of this month, where some of the people who are coming in towards the end of the year and underperforming their index may attempt to to make up some of that disadvantage in the last few weeks of the year when trading becomes a little less liquid. But that's a little bit early yet to be thinking along those lines. Certainly with the Dubai incident, and certainly with the questions that remain about the ability of the Greek government to push through the austerity measures that are needed under the Stability and Growth Pact, there re do remain questions and potential problems. And the downward dynamics that we saw last week were probably enough to make people a little bit more cautious about committing large sums of cash to the market at this juncture, particularly as we approach the end of the year. So I continue to believe that we are in this corrective phase that has been very steady over the last few months, and mean reversion is underway. There are only a small number of markets that have completed that mean reversion. You've got China, which had a good day in here today. Japan, which has been a massive underperformer, has also pulled back to its mean and was relatively firm in here today. And the Japanese banks were up by over 6%, and that's a rather important move, because those banks had been underperforming for the vast majority of this year, and they've come right back to their March and 2003 lows, and they're probably the only banking sector I can think of that has underperformed in such a spectacular fashion. So the fact that they're finding support in this region is broadly supportive of the Japanese market. They're finding support in the right place, and this was an impressive upward dynamic. So we can probably give the upside the benefit of the doubt over the coming months for a retest of the upper side of this rather lengthy base formation. And that would suggest that Japanese equities are probably not going to push very much below last week's lows either. Today also posted a rather impressive move on the TOPIX index. So this was a potentially all change moment for the Japanese market, and if we see follow through over the next couple of days, that will help to support that hypothesis. Elsewhere, the majority of markets look to be in this range in consolidation, and nothing has happened to question the bull market hypothesis. Monetary conditions remain extraordinarily accommodative, and while we're a year into a new bull market, the chances are that it has a couple of more years left to run, and we probably won't be on recession watch again until we see that the yield curve becomes inverted. And right now, it's at the practically the opposite end of inversion, being at extraordinarily wide levels. So beyond the potential for this mean reversion type reactive phase or corrective phase, the surprises are likely to be to the upside for the foreseeable future. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.